Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host tonight, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Before we get started, let's give God some praise up in here. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to get right into it, the Encouraging Word Global Network. And tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited about this topic and can't wait to hear from our pastors on this one tonight. Do not doubt God. Ooh, man, that just sounds good, don't it, right there? Ladies and gentlemen, do not doubt God. Hey, the purpose of the network, ladies and gentlemen, is just to encourage you throughout the week or within the week to keep you lifted up to the Lord and to share with you the power of the living word from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Yeshua. So we're just excited about you. Hope you had a great day today. Hope you had a productive day. And even though it didn't go exactly the way you wanted it, hey, if you're listening to this broadcast, it is all good. And we're just excited about what God is doing. All I know is the battle is not ours, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Lord's, and God is in charge of everything. Yes, he's in charge of everything. We thank God for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we thank God for the overseers of this wonderful network, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, who support us and keep us moving and keep us on the right track in the word as well. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, who are, for those who don't know, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more details about our wonderful ministry, give me a call, Kevin Vaughn, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233. Thank God for Bishop Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for being with us and supporting us as well as we move forward. God bless you. Hey, we're going to get into the word tonight. We're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to dive right into the topic tonight. Do not doubt God, ladies and gentlemen. We just got some great stuff. So we're going to talk fast, get right to it, and again, have a word of prayer, and then we're going to open up the lines for our leadership to be a part of the network as well tonight. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be alive, to be here using this technology. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace more than anything else. We also thank you for the blood of Yeshua, ladies and gentlemen. Without a doubt, the blood of Yeshua had to be shed to bring us back to you, oh God. So we thank you for precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the God the Father, and we thank you for God the Son. And we'll never forget to give you all the praise and all the glory and honor. And Father God, we thank you for all the leaders, Father God, all the bishops and ministers and teachers and apostles and evangelists and those with the word, Father God, across the land. They may not have a title, but they know the word, Father God, and they're teaching it even right now to their family members, to their communities, and to their friends and work coworkers, Father God. There's people that have Bible study at their job and their business. We thank God for them as well. So we lift up the saints, Father God, around the globe. We lift up those also too who don't know you as well, Father God. We pray for the unsaved, first in our families, first in our community, first in our surroundings, Father God, first at our jobs and first in our businesses as well, Father God. We pray for the unsaved that they may come to know you, your saving grace, Father God. For you had wished and prayed, Father God, not wished, but you willed that no man be lost, Father God. So we thank you that no man will be lost, Father God, from this day forth, because they'll hear your word. So we thank you, Father God, in advance that your word will go forth and accomplish what it has to accomplish according to your will, and we'll give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we pray for families tonight as well. Pray for young people, Father God, for continue to protect our young folks, Father God, for young people, from the babies all the way up to our young adults, Father God. We pray for marriages tonight. We pray for singles, Father God, those Father God, who men and women who are single tonight, we pray for them for their specific needs by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we pray for their unspoken and spoken requests. We pray for marriages. Father God, continue to strengthen marriages. Father God, continue to strengthen friendships, Father God, and bonds that are pure and holy and right, Father God, for lives, for families, for individuals, Father God, today as well. Help us continue to live for others, Father God, where we help each other grow, help each other stay encouraged, and most of all, lift you up in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for all things. Thank you for our eyesight. Thank you for walking, Father God. Thank you for our home, shelter. Father God, we thank you as people who've lost their homes. People who lost their homes through fire, through disasters, earthquakes, mudslides, Father God. And we do lift up those families to you, Father God. They've lost everything and have to start all over again. But most of all, they haven't lost their spirit, Father God. We haven't lost their drive to rebuild and do what they have to do. But we pray most of all that they not forget who you are in these times of trials and tribulations, Father God. So we pray for those who are not as fortunate. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those incarcerated, Father God, as well. May the power of the Holy Spirit touch their lives in the way that only you can, Father God, so you can permeate any wall in the world, Father God, in the universe. So we thank you for those who are behind bars, behind prison walls, that you change your minds, change your hearts, Father God, to your glory. And we'll give you all the praise and the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. Hey, all right, let's get right to it. Hey, tonight's topic is do not doubt God. I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta just remember who God really is. We get this wonderful teaching at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia, that you cannot doubt God. You gotta understand God is who he is. He's in control. He's not sweating. He's not wishing he hadn't, you know, done certain things. He knows everything that's going on, and everything has a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to encourage everybody to, you know, read your word, of course, read your Bible. And I'll be glad to share these scriptures with you tonight as well for those who request it. But just be encouraged to not doubt God. And as you know, the scriptures talks about it is impossible to please God without faith. Wow, isn't that powerful? So without faith, ladies and gentlemen, it's impossible. I believe the two words I love is faith and believe. You got to believe who God is, who his son is, and who precious Holy Spirit is. So tonight, we do not doubt you, God. We want to encourage somebody to not doubt what your word says. And let's dive right into the word real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, as well. And then after that, we'll bring in our leadership for some comments and information that they may want to share on this topic tonight, in Jesus' name. Tonight's topic, do not doubt God. Man, we give God all the glory. The Bible verses about doubt. Read Bible scriptures about the importance of not giving in to doubt, because nothing is too hard for God. You know, it's not very hard to remember certain parts of the word. Like one of them is nothing is too hard for God, right? Jesus said that blessed are those. Now, this is powerful, ladies and gentlemen, powerful. Blessed are those that believe without seeing me. Now, I'm going to use me tonight because, see, I was not there at the cross, right? But I believe the cross happened. I was not there at his resurrection, but I believe the resurrection happened. I was not there when the Holy Spirit came down upon Yeshua and God blessed him. Yeah, I believe that, but I believe that, but wasn't there. So blessed are those who believe without seeing me. So don't let doubt run your faith in God and in Jesus Christ. Isn't that powerful? So tonight, our goal tonight is really do not doubt God. Whatever you got to do, take it up to the next level. Whatever, wherever your faith is at right now, take it up 10 more notches, 20 more notches, 100 more notches today in Jesus' name. Hey, Genesis 17, 15, and 21 says, God also said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah. Her name now will be Sarah. And I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. And we know this story, right? And I will bless her so that she will be a mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. Isn't that powerful? Abraham fell down on his face and he laughed because, you know, Abraham and Sarah were up in age, right? And he fell down on his face and laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child of age at 90? And that's pretty young, right? That's no problem for God, right? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said to him as an everlasting covenant of his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you and I will surely bless him. As you know, Isaac and Ishmael were born under Abraham. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers, and he will be the father of 12 rulers, and he will make and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will be established with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you this time. Is there anything too hard for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen? Don't doubt God. Genesis 18, 10 through 14 says, then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening in the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old, as we know again, and Sarah has passed of age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed. Story, right? Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, I will now have this pleasure. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Say, I really have a child? Will I really have a child? Now that I'm old, is anything too hard for the Lord? The angel of the Lord said, and I will return to you at a point of time, and Sarah will have a son. And we know the story there. Again, we can't doubt God, right? Especially more so when you, especially when you hear his word directly, for sure. So we cannot doubt God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. For those who are just joining us around the world, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Our topic tonight, do not doubt God, ladies and gentlemen, is in his word. Matthew 11:7-7 says, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on there to teach and to preach in the town of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he went to the disciples to ask him, are you one to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy cleansed, deaf ear, the dead are raised, and the good news proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on the account of me. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind. So that's another area that we shouldn't doubt God, because all of the miracles that is recorded and that were seen by those in those days. John 20:24 says, now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, unless I see the nail marks in his hand, and put a finger in where the nails were, and put my hand to his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Amen. Then he said unto Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hands and put them on my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now that's where y'all, everybody on the line and everybody on the network and everybody who listens later, it comes in as well. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And I am pretty confident everybody listening to my voice right now believes in Yeshua, believes in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we thank God, because we do not doubt God tonight. And we tell everybody on the globe, do not doubt the true and living God, his Son and precious Holy Spirit. James 1:5-8 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. Now, that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. We want to encourage everybody to ask, have the children, even ask the children, tell your children, or I should say, teach your children, I shouldn't say, tell them, but teach your children to ask God for wisdom, right? They want wisdom, ask, tell them to talk to the Lord about it. He'll definitely grant that to you as well. So if anyone lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously, right, without fault. And that's a truism right there. And it is, will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe. That's it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? Not only do you ask, but you must believe. I believe this is one of the most powerful words in the word is believe. You must believe who God is. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of sea blown, tossed to and fro in the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to now doubt God. That means there should be no doubt on the things of God that he has done and is doing today in our own lives. And the fact that it's already written down for us in his word, it should give us a lot more fuel, if you will, a lot more information about the power of the living God. Matthew 11 and 4 and 6 says, Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you did hear and see. The blind receive sight, right? The lame walk. Those who have leprosy cleansed again. Deaf hears. Raised. Good news proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Isn't that powerful right there? So, ladies and gentlemen, we should not doubt the Lord thy God as well. So we're just excited about what God is doing tonight. And also, too, in Acts 1 and 3 and 4 says, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. Amen. We know the stories there. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Wow, y'all hear that? The kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard and speak about. And of course, that's going to be precious Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. So again, ladies and gentlemen, do not doubt the Lord thy God. Acts 14 and 15 says, friends, why are you doing this? We too are only humans like you. This is the apostles talking now. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth. Amen. There's nobody, ladies and gentlemen, nobody who's done anything but God, ladies and gentlemen, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season. And just stopping right there, I still get excited about all these grocery stores all filled up in the United States. I'm not sure. I'm sure other parts of the world too. But you can see the blessings just going to the grocery store, right? All the things that God has given the earth to produce for us to enjoy and to eat as well and drink. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. Even these words, they have difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. So, ladies and gentlemen, we must not doubt God tonight or ever. Acts 26 and 26 says, the king is familiar with these things, and I speak freely to him, and I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it was not done in a corner. That was 26. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we must not doubt God. Our last scripture, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to prayer and open up the lines for our leadership, 1 Corinthians 15, 5 and 8. And it appeared in Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of brothers and sisters at the same, most who were still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all apostles. Last, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord appeared even after his resurrection to those, for those who believed and saw him. So there's a tremendous account of no doubting what the Lord has said he was going to do. He said he's going to raise up, and he did, 3 days, and he came to his apostles to encourage them as well and to give them the word and to tell them to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. So today, you know, that same power lives in us for those who have received the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit. But we must continue to not doubt God. That is our whole purpose tonight of this broadcast. Do not doubt God. And we want to encourage everyone to talk to your Father, ask information, ask for wisdom, pray for wisdom, and God will reveal that. But I am without a doubt that we got to have faith, right? We got to increase our faith, and we got to not doubt, but we also, as the Word of God says, we must believe. So we thank God for this awesome, awesome word tonight. For those who are just joining us, the Encouraging Word Global Network, thank you so much for joining. For those listening all across the globe and online, your host, Kevin Vaughn. Our topic tonight is Do Not Doubt God. And we went over scriptures from James, John, Matthew, Genesis, Matthew, again, of course, Acts, and 1 Corinthians. So anyone who would love to have those scriptures, I'll be glad to share those with you. But ladies and gentlemen, don't doubt God, because he is the Almighty God. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to open up the lines for our wonderful, wonderful leadership, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Our lines are open for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin, for that word tonight. And I want to encourage those that are certainly listening just to kind of give you a word of encouragement and to not allow doubt to cause you to miss your miracle or your blessing. Don't allow doubt to step in your way. Don't miss your miracle because of doubt. Don't miss that last-minute miracle. What I mean by that, I want you to think very, very quickly about the story of Elijah and Elisha. Elisha followed Elijah because he desired to have a double portion of his anointing. And I want to say to everybody that is listening tonight, the enemy is going to cause you to doubt in the area of your assignment. Let me say that again. The enemy will cause you to doubt in the area of your assignment. The very thing that God has called you to do, that's exactly what the enemy wants to implant doubt in your spirit. Why? To keep you from pursuing and running after. What am I going to do? I'm going to pursue after what God has purposed in my spirit and my heart to fulfill his will. So the enemy wants you to doubt in your area of assignment. He doesn't care anything about us putting our focus on areas that are not linked to what I have been assigned to do in the earth. He could care less. But the moment that I decide in my spirit that I'm going to pursue and move forward in the things that God has called me to do, that is the area that the enemy wants to plant doubt. In other words, did God really call me to do this? Or am I equipped to do this? Or do I really have the ability to do this? Yes. As we know, even when we think about Moses, Moses was a man that did not necessarily, he was a man that stuttered, did not have all the abilities that he thought he had. But God had somebody there to be a help, to be a helper to him. It was Aaron. God has somebody that he has placed and linked in your life to be able to support you to pursue what God has purposed you to do in your life. So realize and know the very area of your assignment is where the enemy will try to implant doubt. So think about Elijah and Elisha. Elisha said that I am going to stay with Elisha because why? He wanted a double portion of that anointing that was upon his life. And everywhere that Elijah went, Elisha made a decision. When he went to Jordan, he said, I'm going to be with you. When he went to Bethel, he said, I'm going to be with you. And what we have to be very, very careful is that those that are looking upon our dedication to pursue what we have purposed in our heart, that next level of God's glory, that thing that we are searching and believing God that's linked to our assignment, we got to realize that they're going to be those that are looking on the outside, trying to implant doubt into our lives. Because if we look and we think about the story of Elisha and Elisha, there were those that were looking on and said, why are you following Elijah? Don't you know he's going to be taken away? Why you keep following him? And sometimes people will try to implant doubt into our spirit to keep us from really being in the place to receive what God has purposed in our lives. So we have to be careful that we don't allow others, people around us, the environment, things that we're going through, things that people say, people's opinion, and all of these things get in our spirit, and then we can't even do what God has called us to shut it down. Sometimes we just have to shut it down. Shut down the telephone, don't respond, whatever you need to do, shut it down. Don't even allow it to be implanted in your spirit, because you know when the enemy starts fighting you strongly in the area of doubt, you must be getting pretty close to the assignment that God is trying to fulfill in your life. But Elisha made up in his mind, I don't care what happens, I'm not going to miss the moment. I'm not going to miss the moment. Because think about it. If Elisha had listened to folk, or if he had listened to opinions of others, all of the travel that he had done with Elijah, when he went to Bethel, he went to Jordan, he could, after all that commitment at the very last minute, he could have decided not to be in the right place at the right time. Because why? Doubt had been implanted into his life. He had listened to the voice of others, and the spirit of doubt had overtaken him. But he remained consistent. So I encourage you tonight, remain consistent, remain faithful. Don't be weary in well-doing in the name of Jesus. You're going to reap if you just don't faint. Just hang on in there. So what if Elisha would have said at the last minute, I'm going to turn my back and I'm going to walk away? Because Elijah said to him, if you see me when I'm taken up, if you see me, then you have a double portion of the anointing. He said, this may be a hard thing that you're requesting, but if you see me, which means he had to be in the right place at the right time, he had to be consistent, and he had to be in position to receive. But he did not allow doubt to cause him to be out of place at the moment. Don't allow doubt and fear to cause you to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, so that you would miss, that you would end up missing what God has purpose for you. Elisha was able to experience a double portion of the anointing that was upon Elijah because he was able to be in the right place to see him when he was taken up. Well, think about it. All of those moments and times before that he had been consistent, it would have meant nothing if he had missed the moment. I'm going to say that again. It would have meant nothing if he had missed the moment. So tonight, don't miss the moment. Don't allow doubt to cause you to miss the moment, because there is a the moment if you're in your life. If you don't believe there is a the moment, then ask the man at the pool of Bethesda who had waited for 38 long years. That was a moment for him. And all of the other moments prior to, when everybody jumped in the water before he got in, and he said, every time I get ready to jump in the water, somebody jumps in before me, because it wasn't his time. But when his time and his moment came, because he stayed in place, he did not doubt that his time was coming. So I encourage you tonight, time is coming. Don't throw in the towel. Your season is now. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every listener tonight that the spirit of doubt will not overtake our spirits, that we will do like the man at the pool of Bethesda and be in the right place at the right time, even though we have to wait, and that waiting period seems a little bit extended. But Father, we know that when our time comes, we are not going to have to do what everybody else had to do, because the Father, Jesus Christ, spoke to the man. He didn't say, go get in the pool. He said, take up thy bed and walk. The Spirit of the living God is speaking to somebody tonight that has been weary and well-doing. You want to give up. You're questioning. You're doubting if you're in the right place at the right time. Remember what I said. If the enemy is trying very hard to implant doubt into your life, you're getting close to being linked to your divine assignment. The enemy comes to attack us with the spirit of doubt in our area of assignment. So, Father, I thank you. And I praise you for every listener tonight. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that the anointing and the spirit of peace will rest upon us tonight, that you will give us confidence, and we will hold on to that confidence, have faith in you, to know and realize that even to doubt is a sin. But, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory tonight. The greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. May the blessings and the peace of God rest upon every person that's listening tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center, along with her wonderful husband, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, we open up your line right now. Bless you. Amen, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Elder Kevin. How you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic, sir.
Great.
Excited
God
about
bless
God.
We great. I enjoyed that word tonight in Georgia. God bless you. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory for all that you have done. We thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for every listener, that God, as you move and you touch every heart tonight. God, that we thank you, Lord, that you're a healer, you're a deliverer, you're set free. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory and all the honor. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you tonight. You are wounded for our transgression. You are bruised for our iniquities of our peace alone. But with your stripe we are healed, and we give you thanks. And we decree and declare it is already done according to your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please, into the thing whereto you sent it. Lord, and you sent your word, and we give you praise and glorify you for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, for every family that you touch, and even now, every child, every mother, every father, God. We thank you, God, as you look on that man or that woman tonight that don't know you. Lord, we thank you, God, as you save them tonight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, look on that loved one tonight, Lord. Look on that individual that feel like all hope is gone tonight, God, and give them, God, give them hope, and God, give them a peace of mind. And, Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight that your word is spirit and life. We thank you tonight that the joy of the Lord is our strength and joy. We will draw water out of the well of salvation. We thank you tonight that your grace is your fish, Lord. We thank you as you look on every family, every child, God. Look on America, God. Look on our leaders, God. Look the President of the United States, God. Be merciful. Lord, we ask you to look on our government, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to move in a great and a mighty way. Look on America. Look on the church world, God. Look on the people of God everywhere. Look on that person, Lord, that don't even know you tonight, God. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we thank you, God. You're opening doors and making ways out of no way. We call those things to be not as though they already are. And we'll forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. We bind the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you've already done. You've already done the work. You've already opened the doors. You've already made ways. You've already provided. And, Lord, we forever give you praise for it. And we bless your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, the voices you just heard were Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastors at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more details about our wonderful ministry there, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Let's take a praise break real quickly and thank God for all that's been said tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We try not to hold you too long tonight. We thank God for your time and commitment to the broadcast. And we just want to leave you with this. Always remember, ladies and gentlemen, always, always remember to outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next time, as the Lord will. Bye-bye.